Well, and even if there's, a terrible famine, where technically speaking, al pi halacha, you would be allowed to leave Israel. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph, that it's not a midas chasidus or machlon and chilion, because machlon and chilion, there was a rav, ahi rav baretz, and this is the beginning of Megillas Rus, and he had every right to leave al pi halacha, and nonetheless nischayvu kli al makam. So the Rambam starts with that halacha that there are really very very few circumstances where a person could ever leave. Eretz Israel, again, to get married, to study Torah, to go on a short business trip, but to go and leave Israel to live anywhere else, the Rambam takes a very strong stand about that, and he says, and even if, literally it appears that your life is on the line, so one doesn't really have the right, in the total sense, to leave Israel. It's not a midas chasidus, even if it's technically permissible. And by the way, this is exactly what the Ramban says, that Avram made a terrible mistake. The Ramban says, Avram Avinu chata chet gadol b'shgaga. That's the language of the Ramban in the 12th chapter of Sefer Bereishis. When Pasuk says, Vahi rav baretz, vayelech Avram Mitzrayim lagur sham, ki chaved harav baretz. It wasn't just a famine, ki chaved harav. It was a terrible famine. And the Ramban says that Avram should have stuck it out in Israel. That even when things get rough in Israel, Eretz Israel, nicknames be surin, that things get rough in Israel, we don't turn our backs. Now what I wanted to develop and is what Yehuda, you had asked for the other day, is the Rambam develops a concept called Chibas Eretz Yisrael. So, in general, we have an expression in the Chazal, Yisrael Mechavin Es HaMitzvos, Kama Chavivin Mitzvos Al Yisrael. Just to give a context appropriate to Sefer Somer. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Laflam and Gimel Medbei, says that when Mishim and Bar Yochai came out of the cave and he was incinerating everybody in sight, so God sends him back into the cave. And he spends another 12 months in the cave, and he comes back, and his son is still unable to deal with Olam Hazah. And his son, Rabbi Lazar, is incinerating everything, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is healing everything, and he says, don't worry, as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, you and I are enough for the world to exist. And then he sees an old man, and it's Erev Shabbos, and the old man is running around with two sets of hadassim, and he asks the old man, what are the hadassim for? He says, it's for Shabbos, Echad Keneged Shamar, Echad Keneged Zachar. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Kama Chaviven Mitzvos HaYisrael. The Jewish people love mitzvos. Now, over and above what we call the Din Klali of Chibas HaMitzvos, the Jewish people have a certain attachment to mitzvos, there's a special Din Prati called Chibas Eretz Yisrael. And the way that it expresses itself is almost hard to describe. So the Rambam here quotes from the Sifrei that it seems like idolatrous behavior in any other context. Gidolei HaChachamim, not just Chachamim, but the greatest scholars, the Gidolei Hador, Hayu Menashken Al Tchumei Eretz Yisrael. They would literally kiss the boundaries of Israel. They'd cross the border and they would kiss it. Umenashken Avanel Mizgagalin Al Afara. They would literally roll around in the dust of Israel. V'chein Hu Omer, as the Pasuk says, Ki Ratsu Avadechas Avaneha. They literally, it's a stone. It's not. It's a stone, but it's a stone in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ratu avadecha savaneha ves afara, literally the dust, yichonenu, they have chen for the afar of Eretz Yisrael. So the minag that some people have, they get off the plane. You don't have this as much in modern day Ben Gurion, but it used to be that you would get off and they would, you'd have to walk literally on the ground across before you came to the terminal. So the minag of literally kissing the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael as you experience them, because now this is the first opportunity you have, is actually deeply rooted in Chazal. Gedolei hachachamim. It's not just enough to believe in the importance of Eretz Yisrael, intellectually speaking, but this is one of those mitzvos that has to express itself emotionally. Literally, these statements are all based on the Gemara Masechta Ksubos, the last two dapim, where the Gemara develops the idea that if you have a marriage, and we do anything to save a marriage, it's a halacha that you actually do mechikas Hashem in the process of Sotah, learning Sefer Bamidbar this year. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'd rather you commit the Isser Darais of mechikas Hashem. Parshas Rei, it says, Lo sasu chen l'Hashem l'keichem. You're not allowed to erase a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you can spare a marriage, do anything to save a marriage, erase my name. And yet, the Gemara Masechta Ksubos, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, says that if you have a dispute between spouses, and the husband wants to make aliyah, and the wife doesn't want to make aliyah, not only is he permitted to divorce, he doesn't have to pay her the ksuva. That's the significance of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and vice versa. If she wants to make, do anything to save a marriage. This is Judaism. Shalom Bayis is the most important thing. And yet, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael apparently is so significant that we're willing to say, okay, this is actually worth breaking up a marriage. It's almost beyond belief. So the Rambam says here, Amru Chachamim Kol HaShochen Eretz Yisrael Avonos of Mechulin. Simply living in Israel has the process of Mechilas Avonos. That's why you'll never hear me use the term secular Jews in Israel. There's no such thing. Any Jew who's living in Eretz Yisrael, who's involved in Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael, avonos of mechulin, whatever avonos he have, a Kaddish Baruch Hu forget. How can I be more machmir than a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Shenamor v'ayomar shachin shachisi ilam yosheba nisu avon. The am which is yosheba is nisu avon. A Kaddish Baruch Hu looks past their sins. Afilu haloch ba'ar ba'amo zocha l'chayilam abba. A person who can say that I walked 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael, so that's an automatic ticket to Olam Haba. V'chol akaver bani skaper lo, chilo amakom shubo mizbeach haparash, and emra the last pasuk in Shiras Azinu, v'chiper ad maso amo. For one who so omra ad matmei atambos, that it's a curse actually to die in this diaspora, and even if a person happens to pass away here in Eretz Yisrael, here in Chutz La'aretz, there's such a special mitzvah of burial in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Ksuvis, Kof Yudalef, Eino Dome Kolatato Mechaim, the Misha Kolatato La'achar Misa, that it's better to actually live in Eretz Yisrael and die there than to die there and then go to Eretz Yisrael. But if a person had to live his whole life in Chutz La'aretz for whatever reason, there's still a milah of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Not just a milah, but v'chiper ad maso amo, you're given kapar. Everything gets you 1 second, Daniel. V'af al pichein gedolei achachamim hayu malichen es meisein l'sham. And even though you could have made the argument that once you've lived in Chutz La'aretz and you die there, so, you know, of what value is kavur in Eretz Yisrael, tsei ulamad mi Yaakov Avinu v'Yosef HaTzadik, that they both said, pakod yivkod elokim eschem, v'ali semes atzmosai mizeitchem. The importance even of burial in Eretz Yisrael, if you didn't have the opportunity to live there, the opportunity to be buried there, and literally when, you know, ki afarata v'elafar tashuv, when we all decompose, quite literally and viscerally, into the earth, that we should decompose into afar Eretz Yisrael. And the minag in Chutz La'aretz universally is, even if a person has to be buried in Chutz La'aretz for whatever reason, what do they do? Every Chevra Kadisha takes the offer of Eretz Yisrael and pours it in. That a person should be buried in some of the offer of Eretz Yisrael. You have little packets. The Chevra Kadisha will literally pour over the body. Daniel.
A little confused. So when the Rambam says that all your, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, then all your sins.
Avonos of Mechulin. Quoting the Gemara. By the way, it's not the Rambam's Chiddush. Gemara says it outright.
Why was there Chorban Bayis then?
Yeah, so the Rambam here is dealing with two things. Number one, at the level of the Yachid, the Rambam doesn't say that if the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael rebels, so then everybody is forgiven. So it's number one at the level of the Yachid, and even within the statement of the Gemara in Ksuvos, Avonos of Mechulin doesn't mean that there's no Maisa Avera. It means there was a Maisa Avera, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu somehow does Mechila. But as we know, Ma'avi Rishon, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there are limits to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do even in terms of Mechila. Ma'avi Rishon, talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes lift up 3 and not 4. So there are certain limitations even to this. And then the last halacha, which is something that people really need to know. Again, it's explicit in the Gemara in Ksuvos. Al pi halacha, it's pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. La'olam yidar adam be'eretz Yisrael, afilu be'ir sheruba goyim, ve'al yidar v'chutz aretz, afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. Shekol ayotzi l'chutz aretz, kilu ovid avod azara, shenemar, ki gershuna ayom, mistapeach manachal atz Hashem, le'mor leich avod Elohim acharim, peranu su omer, ve'el admas Yisrael u'yavo. So people will say, I don't have to live in Eretz Yisrael because I live in such a wonderful Jewish community. It's explicitly against the Gemara, explicitly against the Rambam, explicitly against the Shulchan Aruch. La'olam yidar adam Eretz Yisrael, the value of living in Eretz Yisrael, even in a relatively weaker Jewish community, transcends the value of living in Chutz La'aretz in a stronger Jewish community. Even if you could say it's an ir sheruba gayim, even if the majority of the people weren't even Jewish, but to live in Eretz Yisrael is a remarkable thing. And then perhaps the most extreme statement of all, which the Rambam saved for last, is that living outside the land of Israel is like a form of Avodah Zarah. Now, we don't really mean that the person is an Oved Avodah Zarah, but as the Ramban explains in his commentary on Acharei Mos, the Ramban develops the idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence can only be directly felt in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban has a scheme that the way that God controls the world is that all other lands besides Eretz Yisrael, God operates via an intermediary. So this interesting cosmology, but he says there are basically like angels or something like that that God appoints and directs his ratzon over America. There's an America angel, there's a Canada angel, there's an Afghanistan angel, there's a Madagascar angel. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's unadulterated. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the pasuk means. The Ramban says, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dereish Osa Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana Rach Rishana, that God is interacting directly with Eretz Yisrael. That means anybody who's outside of Eretz Yisrael isn't having that kind of direct relationship. So the Gemara exaggerates that and says Kiulo Oved Avodah Zarah. So there is no relationship that a person can have with Kadosh Baruch Hu like the relationship that one can have in Eretz Yisrael. I'll just conclude with a brief story. It was Rav Lichtenstein, before he made Aliyah, his Rabbi Rav Huttner, Rosh Hashiva Chaim Berlin, had already made Aliyah, and his Rosh Hashiva called him in, and Rav Huttner is a very tough person, very, very strong person, a very critical person, and he was not one to mince words. So he asked young Rav Aaron, what's so great about Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Aaron said, you know, there's so much Torah here. And he said, we had more Torah in Europe. And he said, oh, there's such a vibrant Jewish life. He said, you don't know what it was like in Slobodka. You wouldn't say that if you had been there. So Rav Aaron said, okay, so you tell me, Rebbe, what's so good? And he said, Eretz Asher Hashem Okecha Doreshusa Tamir Enei Hashem Okecha Ba, that the Dveikus, a person could experience by Hashem, a sense of being in God's immediate presence, is something which is only available in Eretz Yisrael, to the point where Rav Huttner would actually, based on the Sifrei quoted by Rashi at the very end of Parshas Ekev, when it says "V'samtem istavarai ela," that the reason that we do mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz is so that when we return to Eretz Yisrael, quote, "Shelo yu aleichem kechadashim," that you won't be out of practice. And we're not talking about mitzvos atul yosaretz. There, the Sifrei is talking about tefillin and mezuzah. If Rav Huttner flew to Eretz Yisrael on a given day and he already been miniach tefillin, he would be miniach tefillin again. And you would say the tefillin of Eretz Yisrael are different than the tefillin of Chutz La'aretz, because tefillin, by definition, is when we tie ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you did in Chutz La'aretz is not what you can achieve. So you would be meniach tefillin again. It was a remarkable thing. Lehalacha, he would maintain this. So this is something that you guys, the most important thing is you're at a young age, and you're at an age where you can make decisions and you have flexibility that Rabbi Honig doesn't have and Mr. Strassman doesn't have. I certainly don't have. Which is not to say that, you know, we don't have Bechira Chavshas either. But the point is that there would be nothing that would make me prouder than if my Talmidim would all surpass me, in particular in this area, and be Mekayim, what the Rambam says, Le'olam Yidor Adam Be'eretz Yisrael. So don't let anybody ever tell you that the Rambam doesn't consider it significant for a person to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, there's a disagreement there with the Rambam that has to be dealt with in terms of the Minyan HaMitzos. You count the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But how can you finish without mentioning Rav Kook? Rav Kook said, I don't think this is shot in the Rambam, but I'll leave you with the idea because it's a significant idea. He said, why didn't the Rambam, anybody know Rav Kook's answer, why didn't the Rambam count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the mitzvahs of the Torah?
So obvious.
He said, it's a mitzvah hakolalas. You can't say it's one mitzvah. It impacts every single mitzvah. So the Rambam in the Shoresh HaRevi says, you don't count Kedoshim to you because Kedoshim to you relates to the sum total of the entire Torah experience. So that was Rav Kook's answer. Now, everyone agrees with that. I'm not sure that that's a shot for the Rambam, but certainly we subscribe to that sentiment that Eretz Yisrael impacts a person's total spiritual life. And may we all be Zocha, and may you guys in particular have the opportunity to make critical decisions, to at least very strongly contemplate building your family life in Eretz Ha'avos. The Jewish past is there, and without a doubt, that is the future of the Jewish people. The future of the Jewish people is not in Teaneck, New Jersey. The future of the Jewish people is in Medinat Israel, and may we all merit a chelek in that destiny of the Jewish people. Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach. Okay.